Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For us, we are very fortunate to have our weekly conversations with Dr. Michael Osterholm, who is a world-renowned expert in epidemiology and is so essential to our conversations on this pandemic. Mike, always a pleasure. So I want to get your initial thoughts on what the governor said in the last hour. People had a chance to hear it here on WCCO Radio. In case you missed it, you can always hit radio.com, the rewind feature. You can go back to hearing the governor. Do that after, though, our conversation with Mike Osterholm. Mike, part of what Governor Wall said, he believes that we'll get to a point where seniors, 70% of seniors, will be vaccinated in the state, and added that you also will have a percentage who will turn down the opportunity to be vaccinated and don't live in the state. Then looked at April and May and said, in April and May, we'll have for individuals 45 to 64 year old with one or more medical challenge, they'll be vaccinated. 16 to 44 year olds with two or more medical challenges, they will fall in that category. May and June, 60 and over with a medical condition, they would be vaccinated. Anybody 50 to 64 would be vaccinated. In the early summer, all others deemed as essential would be vaccinated. In later summer, everybody else who has not been vaccinated will be vaccinated. Does that seem realistic to you here in the state of Minnesota?
Well, first of all, I believe the governor is acting upon the information he's getting from the current administration about what the dosage situation will look like as we go forward. You may have heard that yesterday the White House had a call with a number of the states in which they actually stated clearly that they were getting their arms around just what the production capacity of each of these companies could and would be. And based on that, then giving the information to the states so they could more completely plan for and deliver the vaccines. So I have every reason to believe that the governor is operating on good information from the administration and that his comments are exactly what we could expect to see happen.
So how do you balance this timeline with the concern you have stated on our show now for about a month or so that the variants, in particular that the UK variant, could put us in a position where the next 3 months or so could be the most challenging we have faced? How does that balance with this upcoming timeline?
Well, it balances in the sense, I guess you could say, in that we want to get 65-year-olds and older vaccinated well into early to mid-March. This doesn't fit that, but that's because the vaccine amount won't be there to do that. You know, we issued a report on Tuesday, an extensive report on this issue of how can we take the doses of vaccine that we have now and that we know we are likely to get between now and the end of March and how we best can use them. Remember, 80% of the deaths from COVID-19 occur in those 65 years of age and older. If you look at rates of hospitalization, severe disease, that's where, again, we see most of that occurring. And so our analysis is really just a straightforward, how are we going to prevent the most number of lives and from dying from this virus, and what can we do to keep our healthcare delivery system from being overrun? Now, you know, some people will say, well, this isn't even going to happen. I can just tell you that it's what we've seen right now in the increasing numbers of the B117 virus in our communities, that in fact it is following the same track that we saw in England and then the rest, a number of other countries in Europe and the Middle East, where you see this 5 to 6, 7 week gradual buildup of the virus, and then it tends to take off. We're there. We're seeing the virus double every 7 to 10 days, this particular strain. So, you know, I'm still on target as I was before with you, and as the CDC model shows, that this could become the dominant strain by mid-March, and then a peak of major activity occurring around that right there through April, May. So, you know, I'd like to get 65-year-olds and older vaccinated, but I think at the same time, Minnesota can't go out and just on their own make some of these decisions. Yeah. Our data right now is being assessed by the federal agencies, and we'll just wait and see what happens over the next 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, you sent this information to me. It's very interesting about our allocation and the number of vaccines available. I know Tony Fauci was asked about it recently. And he's asked about it a lot. The last time I saw him asked about it, he said he didn't think we had enough time at this point to judge whether the single dose could work compared to the, you know, the dual dosing. Do you think there is enough time to potentially make that adjustment until we get more vaccines available?
Well, let me just be really clear about one thing, and this is not it. Any one individual. I continue to hear from people, we have to act on the science. We have to base it in the science. And they're using data that came in with the actual studies of the vaccines for their approval process, emergency use authorization process, which was last fall. This even preceded the presence of the variants and our knowledge about variants. We have a whole new data set to deal with now that we didn't have last fall. Second of all, I've been saying that there's a lot more information out there that doesn't have to be studied. It just needs to be collected. Well, if you look in the last 10 days, there's been a series of publications that have come out from Europe, from the Middle East, from the United States, showing exactly what I've been saying for the last 4 to 5 weeks about how well one dose works. I mean, this is the data I was talking about that existed that others said, well, we don't have any other additional data. And that's just simply not true. And, you know, it's being borne out now. And there's still more data to come that could be collected before it even gets published that would support this point. In our particular document that I shared with you that we sent out earlier this week, we actually lay out 4 different strategies for how we can improve the vaccine amount and delivery system, particularly to those 65 years of age and older. First of all, just direct the vaccine to them. Right now, almost 2/3 of the vaccine in this country are going to people younger than 65. Number 2 is the fact.
Can
that
I just stop you on that? That's a huge number. I think that really surprises people. Can you expand on just that part? The 2/3 of the vaccines are going to people under than 65.
Yes, but you know, people are wanting to be promised everywhere. I get 3 or 4 calls a week from some group that now wants me to help them become a priority group for getting vaccines. And none of them are over age 65. And I understand governors and mayors and others, health commissioners, are in difficult places because everybody wants this right now that wants it. Not everybody wants it, but of those that want it, they want it now. And the problem is I have to look at and take a step back and say, how can we save the most number of lives? How can we keep our healthcare systems from being basically overrun with cases? Just last night, the Czech Republic announced that they no longer had any more ICU beds in their country. They were going to have to take these COVID-19 cases that need ICU care and move them to other countries around them. I mean, you know, England's been in a lockdown since before Christmas. They're still in it. They're just now beginning to look at potentially releasing it. You know, cases are going to take off in Sweden. We've seen Denmark. We've seen all these countries have gone through this. This isn't made up stuff. I mean, you can go look and see what's happening in these other countries where this very same scenario that we're seeing unfold in the U.S. unfolded in those countries 1.5 to 2 months ago. And so that's the part that I come back to is, you know, this isn't just some kind of, well, you know, there's another scary prediction. I mean, this is one where you can see it's there. And the numbers of these B117 ice variants just keep going up in this country. And, you know, we are going to be confronted with that. But let me just go back. So you can basically get more vaccine to people over 65. You can do the single dose with the idea that you do get good protection. And we're not talking about not getting a second dose. We're saying delaying it till April or May when we do have a lot more vaccine and the surge is over. The third thing is, at this point, we know that people who've already had COVID with one dose of vaccine get an amazing response, a very, very high immune response. There's no reason we're giving these people second doses, and the data are already there to support that. The data are there. The fourth one is, this is one that has completely baffled me as to why we haven't acted on it. When Moderna went in for approval, they had two arms to their studies, one using 50 micrograms of antigen or the material, one using 100. And they came out with the same results, basically. And yet they licensed and approved the 100 microgram dose. Even last summer, people from Operation Warp Speed said, you know, we should cut the Moderna vaccine in half dose-wise and get twice as many doses. Why haven't we done that yet? All of those by themselves would give us more doses more quickly to be better prepared for this B11 surge. And, you know, again, people have to make hard decisions. These are not easy decisions. You know, we in public health shouldn't basically turn our back to a hard decision. And I think that that's where we're at right now. We need to make some hard decisions as a nation. I'm not asking any one state to go do it, and I'm not asking anyone who's already gotten one dose that is scheduled for a second dose, get them. Go get them. Once that's completed, we should be focusing on one dose for everybody over age 65.
Mike, great stuff as always. Last thing, when do you think we'll reach that conclusion?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I have to say, with all due respect, Chad, you know, I've just tried calling balls and strikes, and I've always tried to say, you know, what I know and don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know less about this virus right now than I did 4 months ago. You've seen what's happened with these variants. I mean, we get new ones out every day. We're seeing more activity around this.
Yep.
It's a tough call.
Thank you, sir. Be well. We'll talk
Thank
next
you.
Week.
Take care. Bye. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.